Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, October 24th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
The search is expected to continue throughout today, depending on what evidence Gardaí can find.
Search of house for Kieran Dernan enters third day, and car insurance premiums are on the rise. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the search of the former family home of Kieran Dernan in Dundalk will resume this morning. Today is the third day that Gardaí have been searching the property at Emer Terrace in the town. News Talk's chief reporter Barry White has more.
An area of wasteland behind the former home of missing Kieran Dernan will be the focus of attention again today for Garda forensic experts and members of the Garda Technical Bureau when the search resumes this morning. This area, which is behind a 6-foot wall at the back of the former Dernan family home, was also the focus of attention for investigators yesterday. The wasteland is covered in large bushes and trees, and a digger will be used to excavate the area again today. The search is expected to continue throughout today, depending on what evidence Gardaí can find.
A woman in her 30s appeared in court last night, charged with the murder of a man in Carlow on Monday. Sabrina Keogh, with an address at St Mary's Park in the town, appeared at a special sitting of Carlow District Court. A 23-year-old man also appeared in court. Conor O'Brien, with an address at Oakleep Park, Tuller Road, Carlow, was charged with bringing weapons to a dispute. Both were remanded in custody and are due in court again via video link on Friday. The Dáil voted in favour of a report into assisted dying last night. The motion was to note the report of an Oireachtas committee which recommended assisted dying be made legal in limited circumstances. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe was watching the vote.
The vote was pretty comfortable in the end, 76 votes in favour to 53 against. Important to say this doesn't mean that there will be legislation for assisted dying immediately. It was just a motion on a committee report, and anything to be done about it is definitely going to fall to the next government. A couple of big absences from the chamber last night, neither the Taoiseach or the Tánaiste were present. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil offered a free vote on the issue and their TDs were split pretty well down the middle. Sinn Féin, Labour and the Sock Dems, as well as People Before Profit, all voting in favour, and then a smattering of votes from across both the government benches and independents getting this over the line. So it's a first real indication from the Dáil that there is a majority in favour of acting in some form to regulate and to provide assisted dying in Ireland.
The average motor insurance premium last year was €568, up 2% on 2022's figures. The Central Bank's latest private motor insurance report of the National Claims Information Database shows premiums fell between 2017 and 2022 by 23% before rising again last year. The report also found the average cost of a claim per policy increased by 5% in 2023 to €369. Alliance for Insurance Reform CEO Brian Hanley expects premiums will be even higher this year.
Inflation is obviously contributing to this in terms of the costs of parts and labour, as well as the report showing that a greater number of people are holding comprehensive cover. So whilst this report shows a 2% increase, much more current data suggests it to be as high as 10%.
Over 850 child sexual abuse survivors were supported by the charity One in Four last year. The organisation says it saw a huge surge in demand for services, according to their 2023 annual report. The group delivered 6,562 sessions to 856 people in 2023. Naomi Gould, advocacy case manager at One in Four, says last month's scoping report into sexual abuse in religious order schools led to a huge number of people coming forward.
We had over 500 people reach out to us following the publication of that report that were seeking professional and specialised support, who maybe had never reached out to anybody before to speak about their experience. So there really is a need for that kind of comprehensive professional skilled support.
A former model has accused Donald Trump of sexually assaulting her at Trump Tower in 1993. Stacey Williams has told the Guardian newspaper that she was introduced to the former president at a Christmas party by Jeffrey Epstein. She claims he groped her in front of Epstein, who died in prison in 2019. Mr. Trump's press secretary says the allegations are unequivocally false. Six counties will come under yellow rain warnings this afternoon. Meath Éireann says the first warning will affect Clare, Limerick, Galway and Mayo and runs from 3 o'clock today for 12 hours. A similar yellow rain warning will also come into effect at 3 in Cork and Kerry. Rainy conditions could lead to localised flooding, difficult travelling conditions and poor visibility. In entertainment news, actress Helen Mirren and model Claudia Schiffer are among the stars who feature in a new Barbie book. It's to mark the 65th anniversary of the famous doll. My Barbie Story features more than 100 stories from famous faces who share personal messages about Barbie. And in sport, in soccer, Liverpool continue their 100% start to this year's Champions League last night. Republic of Ireland goalkeeper Caoimhín Kelleher produced crucial saves to help the Reds earn a 1-0 win at Leipzig. They join Aston Villa as the only side to have won all of their games so far in the competition. And Reds boss Arne Slot wants his team to be more ruthless in front of goal.
It's a pity that you'd still need your two centre-backs to play such a big game and your goalkeeper to make two such important saves, because a game like this should have been hours after 70 minutes, and it wasn't. That's why the last 20 were still difficult for us.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.